The seasons pass far too quickly down here. What need do the dead even have for seasons? If I had it my way, it'd be spring all year. Hello? Who's there? You can come out. You're not in trouble. A shade? How did you get all the way here? Kept walking from where? You must have trudged here all the way from the Stygian shores. No one stopped you? Didn't see anyone. That's unusual. Oh, but you're freezing. I didn't know the dead could feel cold. Here. Follow me inside and we'll get this sorted, yes? I can't believe you wound up here. Most shades never see the House of Hades with their own eyes. Sometimes they hear about it from other souls, like Eurydice or Hecate, when she visits, but only a rare few get to see it themselves. Yes, the House of Hades. Where did you think you were? You don't know who I am, do you? How strange a sensation. I'd assume you knew. I'm Persephone, dear. Goddess of spring and queen of the underworld. Well, most shades never meet any gods aside from Charon or maybe Hermes. Consider yourself lucky. Where is my husband? Hades? Hades, where have you gone off to? He's always working. Always. It's impossible to pry him from it, even for a second, I swear. There always seems to be something that needs to be done. Between you and me, I think he just likes to micromanage everyone. Hades? He's probably in his study, I bet. All right, it's just down this way. Ah, there you are. We've been looking all over for you.
We've? What do you mean, we've been looking for you?
Well, I've brought us a guest. Isn't that fun?
Persephone, dear, please show me who's hiding behind your back.
Now, before you start off on your ethics spiel...
Corey, what have you done now? You know shades
aren't allowed in the house. Yes, yes, I know. These are hardly normal circumstances, though. And I'll explain myself before you decide to just wave your hand and be done with it.
Very well, then.
I was in the garden, as you know, collecting the last of the season's bounty when I heard a rustling from the edge of the asphodel bushes. And then, to my surprise, out wandered our lovely guest here. She must have stumbled here on foot, all the way from the Stygian shores. Can you imagine that? I'm not sure how she made it past Cerberus, but stranger things have happened, I suppose.
Well, it's a wonderful tale, Persephone.
Gods, you're insufferable, aren't you?
Well, one would have to be, with my job, after all.
Pulling the god card, can you believe it? He does this all the time. Well, what would you have me do then?
Send her back to the shores, Persephone, so she can be properly judged and sorted, just like every other shade.
You don't know how to have any fun, do you?
Oh, fun? Is that what this is? You've merely brought a lost shade to my door. For fun? Oh, Persephone, I know how to have fun, dear.
Oh, really? Well, since you're so good at having fun, how about we have some fun right now? All three of us.
What exactly are you trying to say, Persephone?
What I'm saying is, maybe we ought to show a bit of hospitality to our guest here before booting her out of our home.
Persephone.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. You just said you like having fun. And besides, you have to admit, she's very pretty.
I hardly see how that's of any concern.
We're going to have fun, Hades. And we're going to show our lovely guest here just how two gods have fun.
You know I can't deny you anything, love. But you're right, she is a pretty thing, isn't she? Even if she is mortal.
Do you think Aphrodite's blessed her?
Doesn't matter.
You're right. She's here now, in our domain. Tell me, mortal, would you like to play with us? Before we send you back to the shores, that is.
She's shy, Persephone.
It's just the cutest thing. There's no reason to be shy, Shade. If you let us, we'll take such good care of you. You'd like that, wouldn't you? It's all right. You can say yes. You don't need to look so unsure of yourself. This isn't a test. Good girl. I can tell this is going to be so much fun for us. Now, how about we... What do you think, love? The bed or the chaise?
I mean, the chaise is a favorite of mine.
It's perfect for situations like these, isn't it? Well, go get comfortable then. He's pretty, isn't he? Built like a god, as they say. Now, there's no reason to be shy. We're going to make you feel very good, yes? All you need to do is take my hand. But if you don't, there's no repercussions, and we'll send you on your way. What do you say? I was hoping you'd say that. Hello, Moromu. Come with me.
I must admit, Persephone, you always know how to make my day less stressful.
This is hardly about you. And this is about our guest here. Be a good host and show some hospitality.
Well, our guest is wearing far too many clothes.
She is, isn't she? We should get these off of you. You'll be much more comfortable without it. You are delicious. Tell me, have you ever kissed a girl before? Well, I know you've never kissed a goddess before. May I? You have such soft lips and soft skin. These hips feel so nice in my hands. This waist. These breasts. I wonder what it'd be like to kiss those parts of you. In fact,
oh, she's squirming, Persephone.
Are you jealous, husband?
Hardly. But I thought you knew how to share.
He's jealous. He just won't admit it. He doesn't like the thought of me touching you, putting my mouth on you, getting you wet without him. What's made you so shy suddenly? Is it because I said you were wet? Was I wrong? You're dripping. Now, what are we to do about that? Hades, dear, When was the last time you ate something?
That's too long ago. I think I'm due for another meal.
Are you gonna be a good girl for us? Yes? You're gonna be a good girl and make sure my husband is fed? Does that sound like something you can do? Good. Now, just kneel up over his face and... there we go. Isn't that nice? And this puts you at the perfect height for me to worship those lovely breasts of yours again. Yes. Is my husband eating your pussy? Good. You're so wet for him, aren't you? The little noises you're making are so delightful. You'll be a whimpering mess by the time we're through with you, won't you? Nod your head for me. Good girl. Look at the way your pupils dilate. You like it when I call you a good girl, don't you? Do you like the sound of my voice? Come on. Use your words for me. I want to hear you say it. Good. See, that wasn't so hard. I like hearing you answer me. I like hearing the words come from your mouth almost as much as I like kissing you. Are you wet? Yes. Is my husband making you nice and wet for him? You must be aching. You must want so much more right now, don't you? Tell me what you want. You're stuttering. It's okay. You can tell me. Or you can let me decide. Well, I think we should lay you down on this chaise so that my husband can fuck you. So he can grab you by the hips and slide his cock deep inside you until you come. Until he comes. Wouldn't you like him to come inside you? I thought so. And then, because I love your mouth so much, I thought I could ride your pretty little face. Would you like that? Do you want me to sit on your face? You want to feel my legs spread on either side of you while my husband fucks you? Oh, God. Just thinking about it is making me wet. I bet it's doing the same thing to you, isn't it? Well, in that case... Hades? Lay her down for us.
Of course, love. Comfortable? You look delicious like this. Spread out on the chaise for us. Your cunt wet and aching for my cock. Is that what you want, mortal? Your eyes are following my every move. Do you like the way I'm gripping myself? Mm-hmm. Do you like the way my hand is sliding up and down so slowly? Calo Corizzi.
Oh, she likes it. Just look at the way her chest is heaving. Look at the way her mouth is parted. She's such a good girl for us, isn't she?
Oh, she is such a calo Corizzi. No. For that, I think she deserves a reward. Let me just...
Is he filling you up, sweetheart? Feeling you so good. You can hardly form a sentence, Mortal. That's okay. I'll have something else to keep your mouth occupied with.
Oh, that's it. Can you feel me, Mortal?
Perfect. Here, grab my hips and... Oh, you're so good at that.
That's it. Can you feel me deep inside of you, filling you to the brim? Oh, you're condescribingly so tight. I can feel how eager you are for this. For me. Oh, you're cut so wet. You're probably dripping onto the couch, aren't you?
We'll have to get it clean. Or not. Or we could leave it. A little reminder of today. Yes? Yes, just like that. Suck my clit just like that. I'm not going to last very long if you keep this up.
God, you fit me like a glove, Corizzi.
I bet you're happy I suggested this, aren't you, dear?
Oh, you just want me to say it.
I do. Oh, God, so I'm close already.
She's going to come all over your face, and you're going to lick her clean like a good girl, aren't you? That was so
just like that, sweetheart.
I'll take that as a yes. Good. Because you're in my domain. You have to do as I say.
You're so demanding.
Hardly. Besides, you both like it, don't you? You're going to make me come, aren't you? You're going to make me spill inside that pretty pussy of yours. Oh, but it'd be impolite of me to come without you coming for me. Yes. Like that. Rubbing your clit. Oh, my God, you must be close. You're so swollen already.
Yes.
Well, that's it. Are you going to come for me? Come for me, like a good girl. Come on. Come for me. You can do it. Come for me. Come for me.
That's it.
Oh, yes, come for me.
Come on.
Come for me.
I'm all over his God. Oh, that's... I'm so close. Fuck. Oh, come on, sweetheart. Keep going. Keep going. Please.
Come for me. Come for me. Come so I can come inside of you. Come so I can come inside of you. That's it. That's it, just like that. God, that's it. Squeeze me. Fucking drain me. Drain me, Kuritsi.
I told you that'd be fun, didn't I?
You did.
I'm never wrong.
No, you certainly aren't. And our guest seemed to enjoy herself, didn't you?
Good. I knew you'd enjoyed it.
Maybe I was a bit too harsh about sending you back. In fact, maybe you should stay for a few more days.
Hades! I never thought I'd see the day when you loosen up.
Oh, don't tease me. You'd like it if our guest stayed.
I would. I just thought I'd have to convince you more.
Well, things can change, yes. And besides, it's only temporary, so... What do you say?